B-Pod Studios.
All right, welcome to a Rap Party Podcast, everybody. What a great time to be back on the air in 2022. Loren is here. Hi, Loren.
Hello.
Roy is here. Hi, Roy.
I'm here. Hi. How you doing?
And Nicole's here. So we kind of were all over the place today, as to be expected on the first show back. We talked about Roy's injury. We talked about my injury, but we didn't really get into anything too deep. And I think today we should break down the person who had the most fun on vacation. And that's not Roy, who broke a rib and a couch.
No, it would be our producer, Nicole. Oh, wait. Well, I don't know. Loren had a pretty good vacation, too. She was in New York.
Yeah, Loren, you were all over the place.
By the way, I'm not
recording. I went to Atlanta.
Oh, you're recording over there. Okay.
And then New York.
Atlanta and then New York. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
And then, get this, my neighbor says, did you see what that hoe is doing? And I was like, who? And she said, Loren. And I go, what's that hoe doing?
Mm-hmm.
She's back from two vacations and staying at the Ballantine Resort.
Yeah, we joked we needed a vacation from our vacation.
Are you at the Ballantine Resort right now?
No, I'm not. That would be nice, though.
How many days did you spend at the resort?
Just one.
They're doing crazy construction over there.
We didn't stay the night at the resort. We just went to the spa.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And then what did you do for New Year's?
We just hung here at the house.
Because I invited Roy to come out to New Year's and then canceled on him.
You canceled on me, and I was so upset with you.
I know. You sent a skull.
Because he invited me to dinner, and then I didn't see it because I'm on vacation. I do this move where I keep my phone in another room. Mm-hmm. And I don't see it until the next day. And I asked Sterling, I'm like, hey, Manny wants to go. And he's like, yeah. And I said, hey, you know, and I acknowledged because I didn't.
It was 24 hours later.
It was a day later. And then he already gave my seat away.
Oh.
Within 24 hours.
But that story even gets crazier because we gave the seat away to somebody who ended up testing positive and we ended up not going.
Oh, so you didn't go at all?
Oh, so you didn't miss anything.
No, you didn't miss anything.
Did the guy who tested positive still go?
Yeah. It's Omicron.
Really?
I think as long as you tell everyone that you have Omicron, you can go.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. He didn't go. No.
Okay.
No, he didn't feel bad. He woke up. He said he was a little headachy and had a little bit of a runny nose. And so he has a home test. So he just tested himself and he was positive. So he isolated. We didn't go. We were like, well, forget that. Like, Amanda and I didn't have kids. Our kids were with my in-laws. So we ended up just doing something like we went and got Mexican food at like 5:30 with the roof off the Jeep.
Yeah, because it was so nice
on New Year's Eve. And then just went home and we binge watched Shameless.
Okay.
We had 5 episodes left. The 5 episodes took us up to 11:45.
Okay.
Switched between Seacrest and CNN, Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper.
I was more on the Andy Cohen train.
And then that's it. Celebrated New Year's, had a glass of champagne, kissed my wife, and we went to bed.
That's pretty much what we did. We watched Yellowstone up until like 5 minutes before the ball dropped.
But Roy, you said you got really hammered.
Yeah.
What were you doing?
At home, doing the same thing, except with a lot more booze.
What were you drinking?
Let's see. What didn't I not drink?
That's good. That's good for your liver.
Yeah, it was everywhere. So I drank rum and Cokes. And it happened pretty fast. I had a couple of beers with dinner, and then I think I drank a whole bottle of wine just by myself, then a couple rum and Cokes, and then a couple glasses of sparkling rosé, and I was blitzed.
And what about Sterling?
I don't know what he drank. I was too drunk. I know that I was texting people at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was calling people at 4 o'clock in the morning. Sterling, I have photos of Sterling playing the saxophone at 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't remember that.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so evidently we whipped out the saxophone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
We were just having all the fun. We were just two people alone entertaining ourselves.
It just seemed like there was 50. Well, that's what Amanda and I did. We watched, on Saturday, on New Year's Day, we watched the Jonas Brothers roast on Netflix, and it was like just missing like the, it was too nice.
Oh, We did do a shot every time Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper did a shot.
Oh, nice.
Were you as hammered as they were? Because Andy Cohen was pretty blitzed.
I wasn't as drunk when Andy Cohen was blitzed. I was drunk probably by 1 a.m. I was really...
Yeah.
Because after 1 o'clock...
No champagne, though?
Well, we did sparkling rosé.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, at one point, I microwaved the food again, and I watched King of Queens at, like, 2:30 eating. I don't know. It got out of hand.
But it was fun. Like, you had fun with Sterling. I had fun with Amanda.
I had a blast by ourselves. Like, I can typically have a blast with not many people.
We went down the roast rabbit hole.
Okay, watching a bunch of roasts.
Watching the Bieber roast, the Alec Baldwin roast.
Bieber roast is pretty good.
What's her face? Who's the blonde roaster? She's somewhat attractive, but really mean.
I don't know.
I can't remember her
name.
You're
not talking about Chelsea Handler.
No, it's not Chelsea. No. I'll think of her name. But
I don't like roasts. I find them all mean.
Oh, they're fun. They're mean, but they're funny.
I was going to say, when Joan Rivers did hers, they were pretty good then.
Yeah, but like when Comedy Central did some really funny roasts. Like they did a whole year of them where Jeff Ross hosted, and Pete Davidson mentioned, and he was part of he was a roaster, and he mentioned that his dad died on 9/11, and somebody came up and said that between Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg, there's more smoke up here on the stage than there was in Pete Davidson's dad's lungs.
Yeah, something like that.
and it was like there was no hold bar.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was mine. Let's turn to producer Nicole. Well, you heard from us. We want to hear from you. You went all the way out to Salt Lake. Now you've done nothing but talk about Salt Lake since you've been back.
I mean, you say people here don't know what cold is. Nope. They don't know what snow is.
What was the coldest it got out there?
Coldest it got was 3 degrees.
Shit.
Ooh. Wouldn't it be annoying to deal with wet socks and snow and slush every day?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm all set, thanks.
You got a shovel? Did you shovel her front walk?
The Airbnb that we stayed at, actually, we woke up one morning to them doing it.
Oh.
So that was super nice.
Yeah, it was.
But we did have to do the car.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah. That was pretty brutal.
That's the worst part.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you did a lot of skiing.
Just one day.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, from the looks of it, you were on the slopes a lot. What else did you do?
Let's see. We did ice skating.
It's fun.
Really?
What else did you do?
We went to see Christmas lights.
Where?
Uh-huh. At this, like, big place.
Yeah, what's the big place hold?
Christmas lights.
So
You're a liar. You went to a zoo.
You went to a zoo. Are you now okay with zoos because your girlfriend's okay with zoos?
It's not that she's okay with it. I set up the date, actually. We're doing Christmas a couple days later because of her work schedule. And we did ice skating, which was awesome because it started snowing.
Mm.
And then we went to the Salt Lake City Zoo for... They have this thing called zoo lights.
Yep.
Where they, I guess, like...
They wrap lights around all the animals. Like, the giraffe looks awesome.
No animals are available.
50 feet high. You
need to swing off of them.
No animals are available. But it made us both, like, kind of sad because it was so cold that all the animals had to be put up, like, in these little tiny places because they, like, I mean...
To stay warm.
Right.
Except the polar bears. Like,
even the polar bear was up.
Really?
Yeah.
It was too cold for a polar bear.
They're so domesticated. They're pretty much dogs.
Yeah.
They're pretty much pets.
The only thing that was out was the bald eagle.
Open up. the bald eagle.
The bald eagle.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It was very weird.
Listen, it's better for them to have that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
than be out in the wild and have to deal with the elements themselves.
Ask the outside cats if they want to be inside cats. I think the answer is yes, especially when it's raining and windy and cold like today.
Yeah, so we did that.
Tell everyone what you have planned for this summer. Didn't you tell me
you're
going?
Are you doing?
Didn't you say you're going to SeaWorld?
No,
ew. I'm just kidding.
Oh my god!
Let me SeaWorld.
No,
that would make my life.
Hell no.
Meet some of your stars.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's not it.
Go ahead.
Did a lot of hikes.
Did it? So it snowed almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it snowed pretty much every day.
Did you stay in at all?
What do you mean?
Like, did you go, try and get out and go do some adventures every day, or did you stay in?
We did something, like, even if it was just, like, a hike.
Yeah.
Or, like, a walk. We did something pretty much every day.
Yeah.
I don't That's do nice. Well on, like, I if I'm someplace new, like, I want to explore. Like, I want to see everything that I can.
Did you look at Zillow?
Not this time.
Well, Jess isn't staying there.
Yeah.
That could be a place that they go back to one day.
Just go there for vacations.
It's so nice.
But it's hard to get to. She had to go through six cities to get there.
I know. It is hard to get to.
And then the animal lover flies Frontier, and I said, what animal did you fly? She goes, I had no idea.
No clue.
That's the best part about flying Frontier.
But Frontier's
What's
close.
Frontier?
Oh, God.
I know what the airline is, what's the...
It's like a bus, Loren.
Yeah, I know. Is it like, do they have a mascot?
I know you're used to your private animal? Jet.
No. They are. Frontier is an animal airline. It's like they're animals. Even when you get on, they'll say like, thanks for flying Frontier Wolf, or welcome on board to Frontier Bear.
Oh, they're all named after something.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
You know, Loren probably doesn't know who Frontier is because they don't have any first class seats.
Right. I was watching an old episode of Family Guy yesterday, and they were like at the airport and they were flying Spirit Airlines, and they go, all right, everybody, it's time to start a fight till you find a seat. Yeah. And we're gonna start beating the shit out of each other.
No, Frontier Airlines used to do the memberships where you could pay like a flat rate and fly as much as you wanted.
Look.
That's dangerous. Oh, that's a kitty cat.
So anyway, on my flight simulator, I downloaded the whole package. I have all the animals.
Okay.
So today, maybe I'll fly to Salt Lake. Now, you get out there and you're exhausted from your six city stops, and because you're going west, you leave here and you still get there with like time to do stuff during the day.
Oh,
that's the best
great.
Part about
yeah.
going west.
Left here, the flight left at 5:45, and in the morning, and whereas if it was here, it would have been 4 p.m., which, you know, starts to get dark and everything. But because of time difference, it was 2 p.m. there.
So what was the first thing you did?
We hung out, and then we got Chinese food.
Takeout?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas Day.
The best Chinese of your life?
No, it was pretty bad.
Christmas Day.
Oh. Yeah, Christmas Day.
Was that from the place that you went last time?
No.
Because you took a picture, and you go sitting in the parking lot eating
Different Chinese food. Different place.
Get you venturing out.
When I was in Roanoke, I went to a restaurant who's evidently they're supposed to be fine dining.
There goes Roy's mint, by the way.
Supposed to be. Mm-hmm.
We were listening to a rap party on the way home from our travels, and Amanda was like, why is he eating? And I go, it's his thing. I don't know.
I like to eat mints. Is it that just ranting?
It was noticeable, and Amanda doesn't know.
Oh, well, I'll stop.
No. You don't think it's noticeable?
No.
It's a little. Now that I'm not, like, right in front of you, it is a little noticeable.
Not to mention that it's not a Tic Tac this fucking guy has in his mouth. It's like a Frisbee. So, of course, it's noticeable. It's a giant mint.
He's trying to get rid of it.
I don't talk that much on the rap party. I just sit back and eat. Anyway, I don't know what my point was.
Fine dining.
Oh, yeah. I felt like Loren in Roanoke. Let me tell you something. I go to this place that's supposed to be fine dining. And we're talking about the one, and I know more than the sommelier.
Was it the...
It wasn't Frankie's. It was Billy's.
Oh, no. Okay.
Was Tony's closed?
But I'm
like all the Italian restaurants have Italian names.
And the guy comes to the table. His job, that's his job, is for the wine. And I'm like, he was giving out wrong information.
Did you school him?
I did a little, but I felt like a snob in the process. I was like, well, you know, actually.
So... How was mom? Because you were a little nervous that you weren't at mom's house for the holidays.
So we're pulling out of the driveway going to Roanoke. And she says something like that she has groceries or something. She's going to cook dinner for us. And I was like, oh, no, well, no, we're going out to eat. Mm. We're not staying in for dinner.
Oof.
Yeah.
Should that have been communicated earlier?
I think she should have communicated to us because we're staying in a hotel.
Right.
You know, I think she should have communicated to us that, hey, I was wanting to cook everyone dinner.
Right, right.
And then so ultimately I got them to come to dinner with us.
Nice.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Did you pick up the tab?
I did pick up the tab. Yep.
Good for you.
I did pick up the tab. I love to going out to eat with my family. My dad's a lot of fun at restaurants. He's really a hoot. Just with what he says and what he does and how he acts.
Does he mean to? Is he trying to be funny?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. And I would much rather go to a restaurant versus be at, like, my sister's or my parents' house because you eat food and then what, right? Like, you eat food and then what's the activity that engages me? And I sometimes find that people don't really plan for that.
Oh, like what comes after?
What comes after dinner.
You need to be entertained.
Kind of. I want to go down to do something.
Yeah, board games.
Yeah. They didn't really have any.
Mm.
So that's why I like going out to eat, because you can go out, you can then have drinks.
You're not squared on going back.
I'm not just sitting at someone's house watching TV. I don't want to travel to go watch TV.
Okay.
I love the wrap party. I don't care what anybody says. We get more information and more random shit that comes out.
I don't want to travel to sit in someone's house.
Did you and Nicole play your games all vacation?
No, she doesn't play with me anymore.
Through the game app?
She was too busy. She's now Salt Lake. She doesn't.
Salt Fake.
She's Salt Fake.
Whatever, Southerners.
I looked up houses for you in Charlotte, so I was thinking about you.
That holds right here now?
Huh?
For rent?
No, to buy.
I'm not buying.
Oh, it's too expensive to rent. You can't afford that.
I don't.
We're going to talk off the air about all the options
just
now.
Renting is so expensive in the city, but buying is so cheap. I found you a wonderful home. Now, it's not near the city, but you are in Charlotte.
What I was told, because, you know, when our leases are up, we're going to be moving in together. And I was told that when we're looking at places that I can't get white appliances.
Why? Oh, yeah. Well, that's because it's, you know, you don't.
What's wrong with white appliances?
They're ghetto.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't want a white fridge. You want, you know.
That's what she
Who
said.
Who said that?
Jess.
That's funny. Yeah. I don't even know if you'd see any of that.
That's
like, everything's
really
like silver or gray.
Well, it's got to be silver, gray, or anything but white.
You would think that, but now everything I look at on Zillow
is
white appliances.
No, you can't do that.
White appliances is like a garage freezer.
That's my budget.
Yeah.
By the way, you can change, like, the dishwasher. You can get the panel to put on the front of it. I don't know if you can do that for a fridge, though.
There's a TikTok where it's like the Real Housewives, and she's like, oh, honey, we got to get you a home. Because it has, like, a white fridge. So you just can't do white appliances. It's out. It's old.
Well, listen, we've got a lot more to unpack all week long on the wrap party. We were away from each other for 2 weeks. Didn't have a lot of conversation with each other. Everybody was running around. But you can go check out our socials at the MRL show. Go look at Roy's fall.
This is the last wrap party with me having a mint.
No, it's not. Mm-hmm.
That's
don't
not
make
true.
Promises you can't keep.
You have things, and that's one of your things.
No, I'm done.
All right, cheers, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.